The U.S. Justice Department will intervene in a timesheet fraud case at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. The case began in 2009 as a whistleblower complaint against Hanford contractor CH2M Hill. Since then, 8 former workers have pleaded guilty to falsifying their time cards. Seattle attorney Steve Teller is not involved in the case, but handles whistleblower claims in his practice. He says the fact the Justice Department is taking over this case suggests the fraud went beyond just 8 employees.
Highly likely that management was involved. I say that because I don't believe the government would intervene if it were, isolated incidents of low-level employees.
The original complaint did allege CH2M Hill management condoned the time card inflation. In a statement, the federal contractor calls the Justice Department's decision to intervene in a civil lawsuit disappointing. The company goes on to say it self-disclosed concerns about time card practices at the Hanford Tank Farm site back in 2004 and hopes for an amicable and fair resolution to the case.